Many people know the turmoil that ensued when 9 black students integrated Central High School in Little Rock, Arkansas in 1957, but few have probably heard of Dorothy Count Scoggins. She integrated her high school in Charlotte, North Carolina the same year, and her life was threatened. Now students at her old campus unveiled the first permanent plaque to honor her. From member station WFAE, Gwendolyn Glenn has this report.
Students and school staff lined the block waving signs welcoming 77-year-old Dorothy Count Scoggins back to the former site of Harding High School. Flanked by the fifth-grade girls who organized the celebration, Count Scoggins looked straight ahead as she recreated the historic walk she took in 1957 to integrate Harding when she was 15. This time, there were no hecklers calling her the N-word, no people spitting on her or throwing rocks. Only cheers. She often reflects on that day in 1957.
That morning before I left home, my father said to me, "Remember who you are. Remember you are inferior to no one. And remember that you can do anything you want to do and to hold your head up high."
Count Scoggins says she focused on those words as she walked past the jeering crowd. An award-winning photograph of that moment was printed in publications worldwide and helped fuel the civil rights movement. Count Scoggins' stay at Harding was short, only 2 weeks.
My father called the superintendent, he called the police department, and they said, "We cannot guarantee her safety." And my dad said, "It's not worth it."
But civil rights attorney James Ferguson, who litigated numerous school desegregation cases in North Carolina, says Count Scoggins' integration of Harding had far-reaching implications.
Because the Brown decision, which had been issued in 1954, had very little implementation anywhere in the nation as of 1957.
That Supreme Court decision declared segregated schools unconstitutional. In North Carolina, like most states, officials basically ignored it. Ferguson says Count Scoggins' actions spurred other blacks to organize protest marches and demand more from school officials. Count Scoggins' story is well known by the students who welcomed her to the former Harding site.
Dorothy Count is the first black woman that went to the school.
When she first came to the school, she did not have a warm welcome.
All the white people were spitting on her.
They took pride giving Count Scoggins the welcome she did not have in 1957. They also unveiled a bench at the school with a plaque honoring Count Scoggins, the first permanent fixture to commemorate her in Charlotte. Student organizer Morgan Winston.
It is because of her courage that I can now walk through the front doors of our own academic center because it is no longer segregated.
Not by law, but after Charlotte schools were released from court-ordered busing in 1999, new student assignments resulted in most schools being segregated by race and income. This pains Count Scoggins.
Harding was a school of excellence in Charlotte at one time. But now, basically, it's non-white. When those things happen, then it becomes a forgotten school. And there are a lot of black schools in Charlotte that way. You know, they need repairs. You know, the books remind me when I was in school that you got those books from somebody else. How are you going to be successful?
Count Scoggins now works as a consultant at a daycare center in a low-income neighborhood. She speaks around the country to advocate for better schools for all students.
That was my calling. Didn't know it then, but I did promise then that what happened to me would happen to another child. So everything I've ever done has been around making sure that children have equality in their lives.
Count Scoggins says that 1957 experience is a part of her that made her the person she is today. For NPR News, I'm Gwendolyn Glenn in Charlotte.